Hello, and welcome back. I am your host, Andrew McDonald, and this is Season 2 of Kickstart My, a crowdfunding podcast, a show where we look for interesting crowdfunding campaigns that we feel we just need to know more about. And quite honestly, we feel like you need to know more about too. For this episode, we talked to Corey Beepington, creator of the project Please Stay Tuned, and about how they came up with the idea for this animated web series pilot, how long they've worked on it, and why things like Courage the Cowardly Dog, BoJack Horseman, and Infinity Train are influences on their animation style. And honestly, why there isn't enough horror in animation. This episode is going live to the world June 21st, and their Kickstarter is still going on for one more week. And you can find it by going to kickstarter.com and searching for Please Stay Tuned. Or just follow the link in this episode description. So check out this fellow New Jersey native's project, and without further ado, Season 2, Episode 1, Kickstart My Surreal Dramedy Psychological Horror Animated Pilot. Please stay tuned. All right. So I am sitting here now with Corey Beepington, who is going to tell us all about Please Stay Tuned, an animated pilot that is on Kickstarter right now with 9 days to go as our recording is happening. So how are you, Corey?
I'm great today. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you live in the great state of New Jersey. I found you, and I was very excited to talk to someone from New Jersey as well.
Yeah, it's been hot lately, so
yeah,
I hope
it's,
you're doing well.
It's terrible.
The heat wave going on and stuff.
It's terrible. I think you can see the fan behind me. That's off, so it doesn't make any noise for the recording.
Dear.
So I'm going to do my best to not melt on this broadcast, but hopefully it'll be okay.
All right. I wish you luck, dude.
Yeah, but okay. But nobody cares about me being hot. Let's talk about you.
I do. Take care of yourself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. But let's talk about you. Let's talk about Please Stay Tuned. So tell everyone about it if they have no idea. What is Please Stay Tuned?
All right. Well, Please Stay Tuned is an animated pilot that myself and a bunch of really awesome people have been working on for the past 4 years. It's this 2D animation. It's a dramedy with blends of psychological horror elements, and it's a cartoon, and it's about this TV guy. His head's a television, and his name is CRT, and he comes to this really crazy, wild city named Redacted. The name is literally Redacted. If you try to say it, it will get censor bleeped. It is a very funny city name, and he comes here so he can be watched, because he's a television, and every television wants to be watched, so there he is.
Makes sense. So, you said it's you yourself and a team. How did you guys come up with this idea?
I came up with the idea maybe about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There was a variety of places where the idea sprung from. I think it really started one day when I drew this. I think it was 4 a.m. one night, and I just drew this silly little television in a suit, and I'm like, he's funny looking. I'm going to do something with him. And the actual process for Please Stay Tuned is a story in itself on how I originally started completely alone.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine helped me put together the first edition of the script, and I just kind of said, I'm just going to animate this whole thing. So I animated the first edition to the script, the first script version, and after about a year of animating it, I showed it to one of my friends, my writer slash co-director, Maddie. And Maddie's a no-nonsense type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So when I showed them what I had made all by myself, they're like, no, there's a lot of problems here.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay. And that's how I got my co-director, Maddie, who, we worked together, we took the script, and at first it was a displacement method where we just like, okay, let's just see what we can work with, let's take some stuff out, maybe add a few things,
mm-hmm.
let's do this. So we tried first with that method, and then we showed it to another person who, I go to the Savannah College of Art and Design.
Okay.
And that's where I met, over a quarantine, another team needed some help with a project, so I helped their project, and one of the people on the project, whose name was Mari, there's a lot of M people on this project, Mari, who's now my co-writer, co-director, very wonderful person, we showed Mari this, and then Mari said, no, we gotta fix this. So it ended up in us scrapping everything we had and just starting from the ground up because we really wanted to get the story right. In animation, especially for a pilot web thing, you got to hook people in with that story.
Of course.
So getting the story right became our priority. And then slowly the team began to grow and grow. Going to SCAD, to the art school, helped me pull in a lot more people. A lot of the people on the project are SCAD students themselves. And then we all ended up working really well. Everyone is so talented, and they all contribute something to the project. And I just do the animation, a bit of the compositing and animation, and no I just kind feet. Of go, okay, that looks good. Moral support as well. I love my team more than the world. And yeah, that's how we all kind of got together.
Cool. So is it wrong for me to say it feels kind of Cuphead-y? Like the style kind of reminds me of that game that came out a couple years ago.
We've gotten a lot of style comparisons over a time of making it. We've gotten Cuphead. Mm-hmm. We get compared to Hazbin Hotel a lot, which we are not like either of them. Mm-hmm. We didn't really have an aesthetic we were kind of going in. I just kind of made some drawings and we just kind of worked it into something that we thought looked good. We wanted
because it kind of feels classic animation. Like it, you know, a lot of things I guess nowadays feel like you can tell that they were designed on a computer, whereas this feels kind of more hand drawn a little bit. Like
it like is
you did it like with frames.
Yeah. So I'm also I did. If you saw our trailer, almost all of the animation, except one shot where he's kind of fixing his bow tie, that was animated by the lovely Aaron Davis, a master at hands. But otherwise, I animated the entire trailer, and just about every frame is, I hand draw it in Toon Boom.
Wow.
I mainly use Toon Boom, and I draw almost every frame.
That's a lot of work. Wow.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing a Kickstarter, man. We need some help.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense, though, exactly for the look of it, because it kind of shows sometimes compared to the modern things where they kind of do it a certain way, but it kind of feels like it's too smooth. This feels like it's definitely got a bit more life and character to each part of it.
Oh, thank you.
Not a problem. So you said it's been about 4 years you guys have been working on this, seriously.
About 4 years, and then we decided to kickstart it because it's a lot of work. The trailer in itself, the one that's on the page, took probably about a year to make.
Wow.
Just for those 30 seconds. I mean, granted, we are still students, so we have, you know, schools to manage and stuff, but with one animator and a few background artists, we were able to get that much done in about a year. But again, you also had pre-production of just, okay, what are the backgrounds going to look like? What's the feel of Redacted? And we developed that. So we're faster now. I like to say that the Kickstarter is... I like to always say that we have all the ingredients. We just got to make the soup now. And through Kickstarter, we hope to have the money to make the soup.
Gotcha.
So we can make it faster. More chefs in the kitchen, if you get what I'm saying.
Makes sense. So, I mean, you have the idea for this short... Like, it was about 12 minutes, I think you said, on the page?
The full short is about 14 minutes and 30 seconds. We have the animatic ready to go. So basically, the entire draft is done. We just need some animators and additional background painters. And we've already got a team of wonderful background painters. And, you know, I want to make sure I can keep paying them and because they are so talented. No one works for free. Keep my team paid. Yeah. Everyone on the trailer, I paid them to do that, and it was all out of pocket.
Wow.
And I love my team. I love my team more than the world. I will never stop talking about how much I love the people who have worked on this, because this project means nothing without them.
That's good. That's fantastic, actually. So, I mean, like I said, you say you've got a lot of characters. You have CRT, who seems to be the main character, the TV head who wants nothing more than be watched. Sunny, the cheery star of Redacted's most popular show, It's a Sunny Day. Hostess, a mysterious one-eyed woman. Maxie, a magician known for disturbing magic shows. And Paragene, a pigeon with psychokinetic powers.
Yes.
Paragene, okay. So, I mean, you got definitely a bunch of characters. You've got voice actors for it. A few that I saw have, you know, done some actually pretty well-known games and stuff like that and things.
Oh, you're familiar with a few of them?
I looked them up. saw a couple of the games I recognized, so.
Yeah, no, they are very talented, and they also really help breathe life into the characters in their performance. They all did their best. Like, I love my team. You're never going to hear me stop talking about how much I love my
team. That's okay. If one thing is clear, after they hear this, they will know how much you love them, and hopefully they will love you more.
They're going to hear this and go, oh, Corey. Corey, are you talking about how much you love us again? Yes, because I love you. I couldn't make this without you.
That's pretty great. So, Kickstarter. Let's say the Kickstarter is successful. You get the money to make this and finish it up a little faster, a little quicker. What do you do next?
With the Kickstarter? Assuming we finish, make the whole thing that's out there?
Yep.
Bada bing, bada boom?
Bada bing, bada boom.
Our plans for this series... So the series plan as a whole is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
We are really... We believe indie animation is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's something more people are wanting. Like, you have success stories. You have, like, other Kickstarter-started cartoons. You have stuff like Long Gone Gold. You have stuff like Lackadaisy, Has-Been, Hell of a Boss. The ever-popular Ina series, which I love. People want indie animation, especially when you can literally... You don't have anyone saying you can't do that. You can just do it. So... Our plan is to hopefully make an absolutely stellar pilot so people will want to see more.
Mm-hmm.
With services such as Patreon and Ko-Fi and the fact that you can now easily support these people to keep making their stuff, we want to come out with a big, good first impression. And we want people to want more so we can keep making more. We want to keep making more because we have a story we'd like to tell. And we've been wanting to tell it for a while. So we hope we get to tell you that story, and we hope that with a really good first impression pilot, we will get to do that.
Yeah, I hope so, too. That makes a lot of sense. Because, I mean, you know, the internet has kind of led to, I guess, a democratization of everything. Like, you know, if you wanted to make comic books and you couldn't get a job at Marvel or DC, you just make your own comic book now. Find sponsors and you put it out there. So I guess the same, yeah, it's true for cartoons. I mean, it's honestly been true for cartoons probably since the days of Newgrounds at this point, when everyone was making Flash animations in the 90s and the early 2000s.
You can do your own thing now.
Yeah.
Really cool. It's and like stuff like this, how now because of the internet, I can just connect with a bunch of creatives all over the world and just, like, what are you good at? Oh, you can draw backgrounds? Get over here. We have something you can do. What do you do? Oh, you can draw characters, but only draw these really specific characters? We actually need these really specific characters, so get over here.
Makes sense.
So you can just do that. The age of indie it's going to get bigger in this next decade. Like, I think this decade is just going to be the age of the indie.
Mm-hmm.
People can make their games. They can make anything. It's all possible.
Makes perfect sense. Cool. I mean, everyone's doing it now. I mean, you know, from e-publishing, e-books, to cartoons, to comics, to board games. Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't think it's been a worse time. I think it's been the best time for creatives that want to get something done without a big corporate overlord helping them.
So. And I think, I mean, if we've seen anything in the past year, it's that, like, with the past, everyone has to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
It's even showing it's even more possible for these types of things to exist.
Makes perfect sense.
It's amazing.
That's cool. So now the hard question. You have the Kickstarter. You have 9 days. You're a little under halfway. If you don't hit your goal, what's next?
We are currently working on a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there are still there's plenty of alternate forms of income. And with the fact that things aren't looking too much in our favor, but I want to believe in miracles. We in Redacted believe in miracles. Again, we have Patreon. We do have a Patreon. And I've had a Patreon for a while, but I think I'm probably going to rearrange everything so it's more based around the cartoon with sneak peeks and some other perks you get for supporting us. We have one-time donation sites such as Ko-Fi, Coffee.
Yep.
There's a million ways to pronounce it.
I've never certain also, either.
If the Kickstarter doesn't happen, you know, we have all this, the team designed some really cool, like, merch stuff. If the Kickstarter's not happening and, you know, if it fails, we can always sell the merchant. We were thinking of even just like, okay, well, we can just sell it individually.
Yeah.
No need to let all these really good designs go to waste. I'm still very in love with the posters that those were designed by the wonderful Aaron Davis. Very talented artist. They are probably one of my favorite ones.
That's
that
cool.
And the t-shirt.
That's cool. Or you turn something like the poster into an NFT. Those seem to be hot right now.
NFT.
And hope that it blows up and you just go for it.
We want to make this, but we don't want to destroy the planet with it.
Yeah, no, that's actually probably a good idea.
We are very determined to make this, and we are looking into more, I guess, I've been calling it drip funding, where stuff drips in, and we prioritize certain things. Like, right now, it's backgrounds, because I am not a background artist.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to animate the full 14 minutes myself, I will.
Okay.
I want to make...
I saw your YouTube channel. You've definitely animated at least 14 minutes, if not more. You have about 50, 60 videos here, which I'm assuming are all from you.
Yeah, no, I make everything on my channel, unless specified, the whole thing is done by myself.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have tons of little short films here that literally are short films, you know, like a minute to, you know, 5 seconds long. But... you know, there's definitely a variety of different ideas and things that you've been grabbing and making, which is kind of cool.
It's just fun to create.
I mean, I completely agree. This is why I do this. Because otherwise my day job bores me. All right, so let's see. So outside of the Kickstarter, now that people know why they should be paying attention to this and what it's all about, when did you realize you wanted to start doing animation, cartoons, this kind of stuff for yourself?
I want to say it all started when a young, impressionable little Corey watched a little movie called Dumbo. And when they watched a little movie called Dumbo, there was one scene that no kid liked, and it was the pink elephant scene.
Mm.
But little Corey saw the scene and went, whoa. And I just became completely infatuated with how did they do that? Mm-hmm. And like really strange scenes like that just kept inspiring me. Stuff like Courage the Cowardly Dog was like, man, is there more horror stuff? And no, there isn't. So I guess I wanted to start making stuff that I wasn't seeing. Like, I love animated horror, and I always get really distraught when I'm just like, why is this is a perfect medium to express horror. Why has no one taken advantage? And then I'm like,
yeah, got a point.
I like story in animation. I like animation that is intended for older audiences, but isn't, you know, very just trying to be shock and, you know, I'm not about that. So I started making the things I wanted to see. And I said, yeah, yes, I can do this. And no one can stop me.
I mean, you got a point. I mean, it's when you think about it. I mean, horror and suspense are big deal things in, you know, the regular movie world or universe. Not a lot of cartoons on that kind of subject. You know, even if it's maybe it's just an American sensibility. We like to make things that can last forever. So you can't do a horror when you're trying to plan out 10 seasons to last forever. But if you're doing like, you know, 6 to 10 episodes, maybe you could do horror. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I like to think I like Courage the Cowardly Dog. That is my most favorite cartoon and probably the thing that really jolted me into animation in general, where it's used as a storytelling device and the horror just blends with it, where it's not trying to scare you 24/7. It just kind of exists and it has this uncomfiness to it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was really trying to capture when I made Please Stay Tuned, because we like to say the horror is more of an element and a tool we use to help tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
But our main thing is we are a dramedy where we put the story first and then the comedy, if it needs to happen, it happens, because you don't want to be brooding all the time. You have to have your funny bits. So it's like, oh, yeah. And then you have your dark bits, and then you have your what? What is happening? What? That's disturbing bits, and that's what we were going for with this cartoon, and I can make that.
Sounds good. So outside of, I'm thinking now, Courage the Cowardly Dog being one of your favorite cartoons growing up, any other things stand out as like, this is a thing that I I need in my life.
You mean cartoons that I really like?
Yeah.
BoJack Horseman, definitely.
Oh, we were getting along so well. I don't know, for whatever reason. That's just one of the ones I couldn't get into. I have friends who love it, and everyone tells me it's great, and they look at me like I'm weird, and I think I just must have a personal problem with Will Arnett. Maybe that's it. But, okay.
It's okay. You're not a bad person for having different tastes.
Oh, there might be some bad person later. We're going to get one more thing before we finish talking that might completely wreck our relationship forever.
Oh, dear.
Yes, we'll see. Anything else? Any other ones besides BoJack?
I did mention a few of them. I also love shows like Infinity Train, which is a newer cartoon, mm-hmm. which I think needs a lot more love because it is definitely a cartoon that I think a lot of people have been craving. This, like, much more... It's not, like, per se adult. It's, like, a definitely teeny audience is an up cartoon. It is very good, and I would highly recommend watching it if you haven't. A lot of people haven't, and it makes me sad.
I think
it's
on HBO Max now, I think.
It is on HBO Max. There you go. Mm-hmm. And then we also have stuff like Primal, which, oh, Primal is so good if you haven't seen it.
I don't think I have seen Primal.
It is a great cartoon. I think the thing with Primal is that it's this cartoon. There was no speaking in it besides the grunts and the roars. And it takes place like in the prehistoric age. And it's all visual storytelling. And it is, it's a beautiful cartoon. So we take inspiration from these animations that are definitely geared for older audiences and do what they can to tell a story above everything else. And then all the other elements, the horror, the comedy, comes to accommodate the story. But the story is everything.
Cool. All right. I'll have to check out Primal. I've actually never heard of that one. So
right. You will not regret it. Okay. You will not regret it.
I will look it up. And... I think last, if you had Pie in the Sky, Magic Powers Dream, and you could work on any animated show, past, present, future, that either needs to exist, did exist, or still exists, which would it be?
Tricky question. Because, like, if you're asking me that, it's like, why don't I just make my own thing?
This is true.
Well, can I make Please Stay Tuned?
I mean... Obviously, you can definitely make Please Stay Tuned.
Yeah, I want to make Please Stay Tuned. That'd be nice. You know, TV Man, they'll put them on like a shirt and you can buy it at Hot Topic and it'll be like, I'll walk past Hot Topic and be like...
Yeah, he's definitely made for Hot Topic. He's definitely made for Hot Topic.
Here comes CRT at Hot Topic. Oh, the team hears that. They're going to be like, got me! Mm-hmm. No!
Yeah, definitely a CRT on a little beanie hat, you know, smiling out at you. I think that...
One point that like, becomes a meme that I totally didn't intend for it to be. He says, like, I don't know, IMTV, and people go, that's a funny thing, and every single shirt will just say IMTV. Mm-hmm. They'll sell it as mouse pads. They'll be, like, projected on Times Square, and I'll be like, what have I done? Then I'll have to, like, pull mustache, change my name, and go into hiding.
That's okay. It's a good problem to have, I think.
As long as I'm getting the royalties, you know.
They're great.
So I can give it to my team.
There you go. All about the royalties and your love of your team. But outside of your own stuff, anything else that you just, you know, loved or missed or think should be made somewhere?
I want more Courage. I'm always going to be like, courage. I just want more cartoons like Courage that are just...
Oh, that one's fair.
Like, my favorite episode is the Harvest Moon episode where one of the characters is just some actual, like, video of a bald guy. And he's like this... He's like a live-action bald guy and he's like the Harvest Moon and, like... He starts just, like, melting everything. And it was this episode that really, really inspired me. It is a very strange episode. Because that got me into doing more mixed media animation of just combining live-action stop-motion with 2D. And it creates this horrifying, uncanny effect, which I have been loving. So, yeah. Yes, I'd like to encourage.
You definitely don't see that much of that, actually, when I think about it. Like, I feel like growing up... You know,
Flapjack did it too. Flapjack, sometimes SpongeBob. I love SpongeBob too. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention SpongeBob. That was the one that I was really obsessed with as a kid. That and Courage.
Well, seeing as how you said you're in college, I realize I'm probably, I don't know how much older, but I'm older. But I remember being born now in the 80s with stuff like, well, now I've forgotten it completely off the back of my head. But I guess the 90s, there was Cool Worlds. There was obviously Who Framed Roger Rabbit. You know, yeah. Stuff like that had that mixed media where they kind of bend 90s the lines.
Was like a crazy experimental time from what I know. People going like balls to the wall with that stuff.
It's, well, I mean, you know, just looking at Nickelodeon back then and realizing that Ren and Stimpy was a thing I grew up watching, and then realizing I should not have been watching Ren and Stimpy. Yeah, no.
I missed out on Ren and Stimpy. I had SpongeBob growing up.
SpongeBob is good, but he's definitely not... he's definitely better than Ren and Stimpy for children, I think. I'm sure you could go out there and find all of it, and then you could go and go, this is not right. This person was doing things wrong.
And one of my old animation teachers really liked Ren and Stimpy, and I do know that he has shown me things from Ren and Stimpy. One of it was the one where Ren snaps, and I actually do refer to that one, to that one clip where Ren snaps. Trying to remember it right off the top of my head, but...
The sad thing is it's not as bad the Nickelodeon ones. But they got worse after they left Nickelodeon. And it's just like, oh, so this is what he really wanted to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think the guy's allowed around children anymore. But anyways, look it up. I think he's not.
Oh, no. I'm well aware.
Well, that is super cool. Courage, I think Courage has a good chance of coming back if actually people were to make noise. It feels like everything old is getting new again. We're living in the new 90s, so...
As much as I love Courage, I'd still rather have someone new or something new instead of just the rehash of old ideas. Yeah. Someone taking inspiration from the past. Like, instead of reboots, I'd love to just see people taking inspiration from something and making it better with our technology and the stories we can tell and with everything, instead of just digging it up and, you know, parading it around like it's like digging up a corpse and just, here we go.
Just gonna Weekend at Bernie's it. Just prop it up and
make it I'd dance. Like to see new ideas.
Perfect sense to me. All right. So I think to wrap up, before we tell people where to find things, this is the part that may, like I said, break up our friendship that we've now grown here over the last 29 minutes. this is going to be South Jersey versus North Jersey. To see where we meet in the middle or where we differ, as I'm a North Jersey person, and in your Kickstarter, you put that this is based out of Trenton, New Jersey, which is South Jersey.
So the thing is, so Kickstarter is really weird and will only let you, like, find major cities, so okay. I'm just like, just put Trenton on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the capital of New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
They just let you know you're New Jersey. The team itself is spread out all around.
Of course.
I want to say right now, the United States, I don't know the exact location of where everyone is from, because while most of us are concentrated out of SCAD, they come from all over. We got several people in Chicago. We got several people. I think we have a few in LA. I don't know for sure, but we have people all over. So as far as where I am in Jersey, well,
that's okay. You don't have to say
central. So,
okay. Well, that's going to be a question. So, you don't have to say. We can just go over this request, and you can give your opinion, and we'll see. So, Taylor Ham or pork roll?
Taylor Ham. Okay, you are okay. Here's going to destroy our friendship. I like either.
What's up? Which one?
I'm not a fan of either. I am so sorry.
Okay, but if you had to call it one.
I wouldn't know. I've tried both of them, and I don't like either of them.
Okay, I think that's a disqualified one. That's okay. I mean, technically, if you've tried both, it's actually the same thing. It's just the name of the pork roll is Taylor Ham, so that's fine. It's okay.
This is the most important question. This is going to determine whether we get funded, and my answer.
You're okay. If you don't like either, then it just nullifies the question. It doesn't matter what you say.
Also, we used to be
friends. Yeah, exactly. This one, it could be worse. Giants or Eagles.
I'm not a sports person either.
You know what? Again, this is okay. Nullified. Because typically, I root for anyone who's not the Giants. Because I live in New Jersey. Why am I going to root for New York? The heck with those guys. If you said Eagles, that would have been fine too. Okay.
I don't know my parents. My parents are the ones who are the sports people. Me, I'm like, I don't get it.
That's okay. I don't get it. So far, two nullified. So... we're fine. We're just doing great. We're still buddies. We're still pals. Friends for life. Okay. The shore or the beach?
The shore or the beach? I don't know. They're both the same thing.
Okay. That's a very central Jersey thing to say, I imagine.
I used to work at one of the arcades there. I would get people calling it the shore, the beach, the shore, the beach. And the New Yorkers come down. It's the shore. Now it's the beach. I'm like, it is Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
This is less contentious than I thought it would be, honestly. Sam. This is way less contentious than I thought this might could be. So you're okay.
I'm a chill person.
Sprinkles
for a person who stays locked in a willingly locked in a room for 12 hours a day, listening to characters say the same line of dialogue over and over and over again, and I have to keep drawing them and drawing them mm-hmm. and drawing them. I'm surprisingly chill. It's a surprise.
Okay, sprinkles or jimmies.
I have never heard the term jimmies.
I've never heard it either, but apparently that's a thing Southern Jersey people say. So, point for sprinkles. Good. Subs or hoagies?
I guess it depends how south you are, because that's where the Wawa ratio begins to increase. And now everywhere you look, I always think of that one episode of SpongeBob with the kelp shakes. There's another Wawa. And then you go down and get another Wawa. Mm. Like, it's a sandwich, man.
These are very diplomatic answers. I want you to know. These are very diplomatic.
I'm not a person. I just go, well, it is what it is.
Uh-huh. Okay. Italian ice or water ice?
Who says water ice?
Apparently South Jersey, Pennsylvania people do. Okay. So
I've never heard water ice. All right. I've heard Italian ice, not water ice.
So, okay. Italian ice.
I'm learning new terms too.
That's okay. Italian ice. And the last...
I guess it's making more north, because I like to think I'm very central in New Jersey.
Okay, well, here's the thing. The last question literally was, does central Jersey exist?
Oh no, I'm fading into the void. Bye. I guess it don't exist anymore.
Well, no, that doesn't happen. It just means if you think central Jersey exists, then you just live in North Jersey. That's typically what it is. But that's fine. That's fine. It's a give you, because every other answer you have actually committed to has been in support of North Jersey.
In support of North Jersey. Yeah. I want to know, is Central Jersey not real? Oh, does anyone else see the giant void outside the window? That doesn't look like fun.
No, it's just North or South, apparently. That's all we're allowed to pick here. But I understand the belief that Central Jersey is a thing. And I don't disagree with it. I don't support it. But it's fine.
The state of New Jersey. Sometimes things smell really bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to ever come here.
No. It's fine. Listen. Just don't hang out in the area near New York Airport, and you're fine. Get a couple miles away. Good to go. Either direction.
Pick up your litter on the beach, exactly. Please. That'd be exactly. Nice. And
or the shore,
go to
whichever.
Wawa while you're here. Yeah. Wawa is a place.
Or a Quick Check, if you want to go there. Sure, Quick Check.
Wawa. Well, one of them.
One of the two.
The more, like I said, the more south you go, the more the Wawa ratio increases.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is this not a place to tune or New Jersey?
It is. Well, people are learning a lot. That's okay. People will learn a lot about
see
both.
Water, and people laugh at me.
Mm-hmm. Well, water. that is definitely, yeah, that is definitely a Jersey thing. All right, so then let's wrap up. Please stay tuned. The Kickstarter has about 9 days to go. It's about $12,000 in its goal. It's trying to reach a goal of $38,000. It's being run by Corey Beepington, and you can still help. You can go to kickstarter.com and find them. Just search Please Stay Tuned. You can also go to the YouTube page, youtube.com/CoreyCartoons, Corey Cartoons. And you can find them on Twitter at PleaseStay2ND. So 2ND, the number 2 and the letter ND. And find out more about this Kickstarter. Is there anything else left that you'd like to say, Corey?
Give us your money. Please. There's a television in my attic, and he won't leave unless I pay him.
I mean, that's just frightening all around. So, yes, please.
Exactly. It's like a very strange hostage situation. So, help me make this cartoon so he leaves my attic. He won't stop playing really bad show tunes at 4 a.m.
Ooh, that's not good at all.
But really, in all seriousness, I really want to make this. I've been wanting to make it for 4 years. The team really wants to make this. Every time we get a donation, even if we get $1, the whole team in the Discord goes, yeah, we got $1! Yeah! Our fans are awesome! We love you. The team loves you. We appreciate every bit of support that we can get our way, because we want to make an awesome cartoon for you. You just got to help us out here. Animation is unfortunately expensive, but I love my team, and I will do anything for my team. They're the best.
See? Great leaders. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us. Continued good luck and success. Either way, I hope to see more.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. We'll talk soon.
I have a dream. That's all I need. I'll make it happen with some work and belief. Know what I want, so I'll take it on. I've made mistakes, but mistakes make you strong. Let's break it down for a minute. I want the crown, I'm gon' get it. You hear me loud, man, I'm winning. Yeah, Charlie Sheen will be grinning. These ladies know that I'm sinning, and this is just the beginning. I'm closing in the night, getting. There ain't no point in resisting. Living life like a dream, living right, that's the thing. Every night, got a team, I've been tied to the scene.